With less than a month until the midterms, candidates in key races and the president sat down for interviews to make their case. Democrat John Fetterman, who's in a pitched battle for a Senate seat in Pennsylvania, discussed his recovery from a stroke several months ago on NBC. And in Georgia, Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker went on ABC to try and put out a firestorm over stories that he paid for a former girlfriend's abortion.
Is she lying?
Yes, she's lying. Yeah, she's lying. Yes, she's lying.
Meanwhile, President Biden gave a rare sit-down interview last night with CNN's Jake Tapper. He defended his son, Hunter. He said he thought he could beat Donald Trump again. So there is a lot to chew over with our political strategists. Let's bring them in. Alice Stewart is the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Deepa.
Bill Press, the Democrat.
Hello, Robin. Hi, Deepa.
Well,
good to
be
with you.
I was going to say, meet Deepa Fernandez.
Yeah, Deepa, welcome.
Thank you both. It's great to be chatting with you. There's a lot to chat about. So let's start with the president. So last night on CNN, Biden tried to make his case, well, for himself as he turns 80 and for his party. You know, he described how much Democrats have gotten done, the Inflation Reduction Act lowering drug prices.
Has anybody done more in the first 2 years of their administration for a guy who was, they've been saying this about my age for since I began to run.
So, Bill, inflation, possible interest rate hikes. Biden acknowledged last night a, quote, slight recession is possible. As we know, economists seem more convinced that it's actually going to happen. Your thoughts?
Well, a couple of things. One, I have to laugh about the age issue. I mean, Biden does turn 80 next month. And yet Republicans are just excited about Donald Trump running. He'd be 77 in 2024 were he to run again, meaning he would turn 80 during his presidency. And I don't hear a lot of anguish about that among Republicans. And the other thing is, I think Biden is right. It's not the age, it's what he's gotten done. I mean, you have to say he has accomplished more, agree or disagree, even with a united GOP opposition in the Senate and the House, he has done more and accomplish more in 2 years, not even yet, than most presidents do in 8 years, than Barack Obama did in 8 years, certainly than Donald Trump did in four. And I think that's what people will be looking at, whether it was the big COVID, the Rescue Act for COVID, the Infrastructure Act, CHIPS Act, you can go on and on.
I have to say, though, Bill, I was a little surprised. He didn't mention a lot of his accomplishments. He did just say that he's accomplished a lot.
I just think he didn't want to give a laundry list, you know, not to eat up that time. He said, look at what I've accomplished.
It was his chance, though, to give the laundry list.
The reality is the laundry list is dirty laundry, because there's a reason why recent polls show that American people say that 22% of Americans feel they're not in a better spot economically than they were when Biden took office. There's a reason why his poll numbers remain in the low 40s. And you mentioned him hinting at signs of a possible recession. This from a president and an administration that said almost 2 years ago that inflation was going to be transitory. And we're looking at this still almost 2 years in, still looking at inflation. The American people are frustrated with the policies that President Biden has put forth. They look to Republicans to get them out of the economic slump that this country is in, and that's going to speak volumes as we head into the midterm elections. And the one and only thing that President Biden was able to tout on last night in terms of his so-called accomplishment was the Inflation Reduction Act, which we all know does nothing to really curb inflation, but rather it is a massive spending package for climate change and progressive policies.
Go ahead, Bill. Just a real quick rejoinder.
I have to say that when you look at infrastructure, you look at climate change, you look at the first gun legislation in like 20 years, you look at the American Rescue Plan, the CHIPS law, updating the Violence Against Women Act, that is not dirty laundry by anybody's standard.
Okay, putting the laundry aside, I did want to ask about Biden's moment when he talked about his son and the fact that the Justice Department could charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes or lying in a gun purchase. It's well known that Hunter Biden was on drugs. He's an addict. But he said he wasn't on drugs when he purchased a gun. And here's Biden Sr.'s response.
You get asked the question, are you on drugs? You use drugs. He said no. And he wrote about saying no in his book. So I have great confidence in my son. I love him. And,
Alice, I think what he meant there is that Hunter Biden owned that mistake. And some might hear what President Biden is saying as he will take his punishment. And Hunter so far hasn't been charged with influence peddling, which is, you know, taking money for favors, getting favors with his dad, which Republicans have been saying is on his laptop. Now, you know that Steve Bannon warned these Republicans off those theories and off the laptop. They said, do not go there. So do you think Hunter Biden, who has owned his addictions, his incredible missteps in his life, in his book, has paid back taxes, he probably will be charged by the Justice Department. Do you think he's still a target?
I do. Because, look, I applaud President Biden for standing by his son. I applaud him for showing support for him through his addiction. Look, drug addiction, alcohol addiction is a disease. It's not a crime. It's not a character flaw. But lying to federal authorities is a crime. And based on the information that has been reported, it appears he may have provided false information when he was seeking to purchase a gun, and that is actionable, and it may possibly happen, in addition to not paying taxes. So no one is above the law, and we will see if they proceed with charges.
But I'm saying if he does step up and say, I did this, and take the charges, is it over?
He should face the consequences of the actions. It's, you know, whether or not he owns up to it and says that he did it, if they have the information to file charges and arrest him on that, then he absolutely should face the consequences, whether he acknowledges it or not.
Well, Bill, and, you know, is this a liability, do you think?
I don't think it's a liability for the president. As you indicated, Robin, this thing started, it's sort of like the Whitewater investigation with Ken Starr, right? It started with this gigantic financial fraud in water, and it ended up with oral sex in the Oval Office. I mean, so this started out with these huge charges of influence peddling, including involving a vice president of the United States, and it ends up that he may not have paid all of his taxes, and he lied on a form, it looks like, and he owned up to it in his memoirs. He's already done so. About purchasing a gun. I think it's making an awful lot about very little. But I would agree with Alice. Look, there's a federal attorney, U.S. attorney, who's on this case right now. It's up to him whether he files charges or not. And if he does, let the law take its course. Just like the law should take its course with Donald Trump's many criminal investigations that are now underway.
Okay. Well, on that point of agreement between you both, let's switch from the president to a key race, really, in Pennsylvania. It's a state where the Democrats really think they can pick up a Senate seat and keep hold of power there. Here's John Fetterman. Now, he was pressed in an NBC interview about his health following a stroke earlier this year.
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways when our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
Alice, what did you take away from this interview?
It didn't put him in the best light. Not only did he need closed captioning to see the questions, he struggled to answer some of the questions, and that goes a long way to his health. And the reporter was very accurate and fair to ask for transparency on his health, and they have not done so. But Fetterman has much more at odds against him in this race as opposed to just his health. Certainly his soft on crime policies when he was on the parole board. Which
just was... before we get there, Alice, I want to stay for one more moment on, because journalists including Kara Swisher, who've spoken with Fetterman recently, have pushed back on the assertions that his comprehension is damaged.
Based on the interview that we saw last night, he did appear as though he was having difficulty answering these questions. And the reporter even acknowledged that herself.
Well, one reporter did. But, Deepa, you're correct. Kara Swisher and the photographer, the photojournalist who was recording this interview, said she was wrong, that Fetterman was very understood exactly what was going on, responded to all the questions. He was very much into it. Look, I think Republicans are making a mistake if they're making a big deal about this closed captioning. First of all, I salute John Fetterman. He's been upfront. He had a stroke. He admitted it. He used this closed captioning because it helps him understand what people are saying. I admire him for that. And I thought that since the American Disabilities Act, we made accommodations for people with disabilities We did not humiliate them.
I'm going to ask you one last quick question, Bill. And this goes to the Ohio Senate race where the Democrat Tim Ryan pushed back on his opponent, J.D. Vance. Well, first of all, saying he was a butt kisser with Trump, but said, don't talk to me about defending the police when your fellow conservatives were attacking police on January 6th. How much should January 6th be talked about in the run-up to the midterms?
I think it should be huge in the midterms. I think it is, because you know what's at stake? Democracy is at stake. And anybody who defends the people who stormed the Capitol is really attacking our democracy.
Okay.
Anybody who defends that Donald Trump did not win the or won the last election.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a clock there in the NPR studios.
We're
together, so we're going to wrap it up there.
All right.
Alice Stewart, Republican political strategist. Bill Press, Democratic political strategist.